This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. رياض الرزازي welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. And we are with episode number 20. And we're still with lessons from the story of Yusuf عليه السلام. Alright, so please allow me to give a minute for more people to join insha'Allah ta'ala so that we can carry on our amazing journey with the prophets. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Marhaban, welcome, welcome all of you. Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, you're very welcome. Was my right hand again. Don't want anybody to say, Sheikh, you know, it's your left hand. Okay, where is everyone? Why people are slow today? People are kind of slow today on Instagram, and so are they on Facebook as well. Today is Wednesday. Yeah, today is Wednesday. Anyways, we may have to change the datings or the dates of these lectures, inshallah ta'ala. طيب يلا بسم الله another quick minute before I start inshallah okay another quick minute how's everyone doing by the way everybody's doing all right كم سلام الله I hope everyone is doing great and keeping safe hey by the way stay healthy stay safe keep that and maintain the social distancing This is very important, you know, people are going out there, you know, yes, the governments are easing up on the restrictions, but, you know, a lot of people are not taking, you know, these things, you know, seriously, so they just go out and as if nothing has happened. We are not there yet, my brothers and sisters, we are not there yet, you know, with all the respect, so please, if you go out, you know, meet your friends or whatnot, keep social distancing, keep your masks on, you know, stay safe. This is for your sake and the sake of your families and your loved ones as well. So the only reason why governments are easing up on these restrictions is because of, you know, it has to do with, you know, economical, you know, reasons. Has nothing to do with health, whatnot. It's all economical reasons. And if it was for them, they would keep us, you know, locked in our homes, you know, for another few months. So please, my brothers and sisters, do stay, keep healthy. Anyways, yalla, bismillah, let's start. You know, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Welcome to the stories of the prophets, my dear brothers and sisters. This is episode number 20. Episode number 20, and still with the lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Quick review of what we talked about yesterday. You know, we learned about the three types of patience over obedience, patience over disobedience, patience over calamities, or patience over adversities. And we said that is the toughest type of patience when you go into some sort of calamity and you're showing patience. We also, my brothers and sisters, talked about the fact that, you know, like as to why Yaqub alayhi salam did not interpret the dream to his son Yusuf alayhi salam, right? Why he did not? So we said that he wanted to teach him basically at-tawakkul versus at-tawakkul. Brothers and sisters, I just remembered, I need to set something really, you know, clear, because I made a mistake, and I admit I made a mistake. You know, I was reviewing my notes, and I was talking about, you know, in Arabic, the difference between, you know, al-bi'r and al-yam. So I called it al-yam. You know, in English, it's all the well, but, you know, in Arabic, it has different, you know, words or different meanings. The well is what we call bi'r in Arabic. But the Quran in Surah Yusuf mentions al-jub, not al-yam. That's why I made a mistake. So please, if you're taking notes, make that correction. And the correction is al-jub instead of al-yam. Al-yam is the river. Al-yam is the lake or the river. Al-yam, like wa alqihi fil yam. When Allah Azza wa Jal inspired the mother of Musa, you know, to throw her baby into the yam, yani into the Nile, into the river. So that's al-yam. But the well in Arabic is actually al-jub. Al-jub, you know, and we will talk about it inshallah ta'ala today when we start officially the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So it is al-jub, right? Not al-yam. Al-jub, which is deeper than the well, deeper and darker. Okay, so I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that so that I don't forget. I know a lot of you do take notes, so please make that correction. You know, it is al-jub, jim and ba. Did you get it, brothers and sisters, from Facebook and Instagram? Did you get my correction? I don't want to, I'm sorry, I made a mistake and I totally, you know, missed it and I was not paying attention until I was reviewing my notes. And then I said, subhanAllah, I was saying about al-yam and I don't mean the al-yam. Al-yam is the river, but it is actually al-jub. So did you take notes, brothers and sisters? Layla and Nawal, jazakallah khair. And watercolor, Najwa, watercolor, I'm just going to call you watermelon. You're just like watermelon. Okay, watermelon, good correction. Those of you on Facebook, did you make that correction? More Kane, Lula Robe, Hanifa Catherine. It is Al-Jub, right? Ilyas Ali, Azakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. Al-Jub, yes, Al-Jub. Wa alqi wa alquhu fil jub. You know. Anyways, so we talked about why Yaqub alayhi salam is... okay. Why Yaqub alayhi salam did not tell his son about he did not interpret the dream to his son Yusuf alayhi salam. It's to teach him something called at-tawakkul versus at-tawakkul, right? At-tawakkul versus at-tawakkul. Tawakkul means to delegate your affairs to Allah Azza wa Jal versus at-tawakkul is to, you know, like dependency. You depend on something. So he's teaching him to really the true meaning of tawakkul, the true meaning of delegating your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also mentioned that little beauty in that conversation between the son and the father, right? When the son went to the father and he said, Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahad ashara kawkaba. Oh, my beloved father, Ya abati. And then the father replies, Ya bunay. Ya bunay, in Arabic, when you call your son, Ibni, Ya Ibni, Ya Waladi, Ya Ibni, you know, Waladi or Ibni, you know. But bunay, you know, is like in a very beautiful, gentle manner, you know, oh my beloved son. So the father, and here it tells us the type of relationship between the father and the son, right? How the son is talking to the father. First, my brothers and sisters, if the son did not trust his father, he would not go to him and tell him about his dream. That dream means something big. It could be something secret. So he, you know, if he did not trust his father, if they did not have a good relationship with one another, he would not go and talk to him. So that's why I asked yesterday, you know, do you share things with your dads? You know, do you have that liberty? Do you have that comfort to go to your dad and talk to your dad whenever you go through issues or problems or whatnot, you know? So look at the relationship between the father and the son, right? So we talked about that yesterday. And then my brothers and sisters, I have a question. I have a question. And the question is, when the father told his son, do not share the dream with your brothers. It goes like this. It goes like this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Let's start. We're going to officially start now with Surah Yusuf. With Yusuf alayhi salam. And the Surah. Alif lam ra. This is what we call huruf al-tahajji. In the science of the Quran, ulum al-Quran, we call this huruf al-tahajji. Alif lam mim, alif lam ra, alif lam mim ra, alif lam mim sad, noon. These we call them huruf al-tahajji. So Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with alif lam ra. Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We have revealed it, my brothers and sisters, as Qur'an, Arabi. Arabi, with all due respect. It was not revealed in Urdu, nor in Rifiya. I'm sorry, it is not Rifiya, you know, from you know, Rifiya. It is not French, it is not English. Alhamdulillah, the Qur'an is revealed in the language of Al-Arabiya. عربي إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling Prophet Muhammad, نحن نقص, we are, you know, we narrate to you the best of the stories. And I mentioned this long time ago, and I said, if somebody was to tell you, I have a great story for you, the best story, the best story, the best story is the stories of the Quran. If somebody tells you, I'm going to tell you the best story, and he does not tell you something from the Quran, I'm sorry, that person has lied. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the best stories are the stories of the Quran. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. Now Yusuf goes to his father and tell him, oh my father, I saw this vision, I saw this dream. What did you see? I saw أحد عشر كوكبا, 11 stars. والشمس والقمر, and the sun and the moon, and the sun and the moon all making sujood to me, prostrating to me. Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba wash-shamsa wal-qamar, ash-shams the sun, wal-qamar the moon. Ra'aytuhum li sajidin, I saw them making sujood to me. Right away the father says, ya bunayya
la taqsus ru'yaka 'ala ikhwatika fayakidunaka kayda. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ.
He says, oh my son, do not share this dream with your brothers. My brothers and sisters, why? Why do you think the father told his son, Yaqub, told his son Yusuf, don't share your dream with your brothers? Brothers from Instagram, brothers, sisters from Facebook, why do you think Yaqub told his son, don't share this dream with your brothers? Yalla, tell me. Yalla, Karima. Yalla, Abdurrahman. Yalla, ya Watermelon. Yalla, ya Umair. Yalla, Saadiya, Naseema, Lola. Yalla, Catherine. Yalla, Munazza. Because they were jealous of Yusuf, okay. Umair, jealousy, okay. For protection, watermelon, okay. What about you people from Facebook? What do you think to protect him? Uh-huh. Tawakkul, Shahnaz Kabir says for tawakkul, protection. Uh-huh. For jealousy. Uh-huh. What else? To teach him patience. Saadiya Khan, she says to teach him patience. Okay. I'll tell you two reasons. Protect him from hasad, okay? Protect him from hasad, all right? Yeah, these are all good. I will share with you two reasons as to why Yaqub alayhi salam, he did not share, he told his son Yusuf not to share his dream with his brothers. I'll give you two reasons. Reason number one, and all of you are correct, mashallah, tawakkul, Yusuf was soft. You know, Umayyad says Yusuf was soft. More Cain, she says to have trust in Allah. Saadiya Khan, she said to teach him patience. Shahnaz, she said tawakkul. These are all good. These are all good. Number one, yes, because his brothers were jealous. So to be aware or to now to be aware of the maliciousness of his brothers, because his brothers, they could plot something against him, which they in fact did. Subhanallah. So reason number one, don't share that with them, because he was scared that his brothers may, you know, plot something against him or do some maliciousness, you know, malicious act against his own brother. But in fact, they are, you know, they did. But he told him not to for that reason. The second reason, also, my brothers and sisters, look, the father, he's a father. Although they're all his children. My brothers and sisters, we say in Morocco, we have this example. We say, look at your hands, right? Look at your hands. All these fingers. This finger is not like this finger. It's 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 not like each finger is different than the others. So you could have 10 children, and subhanAllah, each is different from the other. One could be soft. One could be harsh. One could be lazy. One could be active. One could be passive. One could be active. Yeah, and they're all different, subhanAllah. So, but they are all your children. As a dad, as a mom, you love them all. They're all your children, despite their differences, but they're still your children. So those are Yaqub's children. Those are Jacob's children. So he told him not to share that dream for another reason. The other reason is to care for his brother's feelings. To care about the brother's feelings that, 11 stars? That means we're going to make sujood to this man. And by the way, at that time, you know, at that time, brothers and sisters, it was okay to make sujood to people. They used to make sujood to their leaders. As you would see later on, you know, people will make sujood to Yusuf alayhi salam. It was, you know, permitted or permissible at that time. So to, again, care for the feelings of the brothers. They may feel more animosity against him and more envy if he was to share that dream with them. So not only to, you know, fearing or to beware of their maliciousness, you know, or malicious act, but also for their feelings. I saw these 11, you know, stars making sujood to me. Well, 11 stars were 11 brothers, and you're the 12th, right? 11 and you're the 12th. So who are these 11 stars? It is sign of prophethood too as well. Jazakumullah khair, all of you who are, mashallah, giving me, you know, good and great feedback and great suggestions and great comments. Yes, I agree with you. So, you see, brothers and sisters, from the stories of the Quran, from the stories of the prophets, from the story of Yusuf, we learn durus fil hayah. Durus fil hayah in Arabic. We learn lessons of life. Life lessons. We learn life lessons from the stories of the prophets, from the stories of the Quran. As a father, as a mom, as a parent, you know, you have to empathize with your children. You know what they call it? They call it, you know, emotional intelligence. You know what's emotional intelligence? We teach this. Emotional intelligence. We teach this in leadership, you know, seminars. You know, we teach this for big, huge organizations. You know, for their HR departments and how to run their employees and their departments. You know, emotional intelligence, meaning to empathize with your. They not necessarily have to be your children, but to empathize with, you know, that person who's, let's say, talking to you, could be your friend, could be your coworker, could be your spouse, could be your child, right? Emotional intelligence. If your son was to come and share his dream, oh, imagine this. Yusuf was to come to his father, Yaqub, and to tell him, Dad, I saw this dream. Dad, I saw this dream. And then he tells him about the dream. And then the son, the father says, oh, what a silly dream. You're silly. What kind of dream is this, you silly boy? Come on, go, you know, go slowly. Like, you know, my Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi brothers, you know, go, they say to you, to their children, go slowly, go, and they hit them from their behind. Go slow, go nicely. No, they say, go nicely, go nicely. Go nicely. Go nicely. You guys, right? You know, all my the fathers, the Indian and Pakistani and Bangladeshi fathers, you know, that, you know, they give it to their sons from behind. Go nicely, go. Go to the washroom, go to the toilet, go nicely to the toilet. You know, so if the father was to say, go nicely, what kind of dream is that? Yeah, and he just, you know, that was not, that's not emotional intelligence. You know, he just, subhanAllah, he stabbed his son. He just stabbed his son, you know, for coming and sharing that dream with him. So this is why I say we learn. that we learn life lessons from the stories of the prophets. And then look at the amazing wisdom of the father. He knows. Number one, he told him, don't share your dream with your brothers. Number one, they tell them, you know, he told him, don't share your dream with your brothers. That's number one. Number two, he says,
قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم.
الله 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 الله. Then, right after the father told him, do not share your dream with your brothers, but he knows that the son is still perturbed. He's still perturbed. He's still, you know, confused. He's still a little bit scared, maybe. So he told him, he said, oh, my son, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. No, before he said that. He says, لا تقصص رقيا على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا. Number one, excuse me, before I move to the other one, let me go back here. He says, فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان إنسان عدو مبين. They may plot something against you. And then he referred, or he related that to the shaitan. He related that to the shaitan. Why shaitan, my brothers and sisters? Because shaitan, he is the one who ignites all these and stirs all these heart diseases. If there is any plot that was to happen from his brothers, who is going to be al-muharrik al-asasi, the main one who's going to ignite and stir these thoughts, these poisonous thoughts? It will be shaitan. So that's why his father is telling him, inna shaitan fayakidu laka kayda, inna shaitan lil-insani adu mubin. Indeed, shaitan for mankind is adu. He is their enemy. He's their enemy. So he related that to the shaitan. Right? Because like I said, these types of grudges, these types of animosities, this type of envy, who's the main muharrik, the main igniter here will be shaitan. So the father related that to the shaitan. Yes, your brothers may plot something against you, but then he says, shaitan has something to do with it. Shaitan will ignite that. He will stir that type, you know, that feelings into their hearts and their minds for them to plot something against you. But then he said something nice. At the end, he said something nice. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم. And he says, my brothers and sisters, and that's why, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my son, this is your Lord, has chosen you. You've been chosen, O Yusuf. Look, now the father is playing that role, that amazing role, to give reassurance to his son, to comfort his son. So he tells him, this will your Lord choose you, O Yusuf. وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord shall choose you, O Yusuf, and teach you from the interpretations of the dreams. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the father told him something that was to happen years later. Allah will choose you. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you the interpretations of your dreams, or any dreams. The interpretations of the dreams. So now he's pumping him up. He's giving him reassurance. He's giving him comfort. He's giving him that peace of mind, that peace of heart. Because, you know, I still need to understand what's going on. You just told me, don't share my dream with my brothers. Shaitan, you know, has something to do with it. And then the father tells him, Allah will choose you, O my beloved son, Yusuf. He will choose you and teach you the interpretations of dreams. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And he shall bless you. Allah. He shall bless you. Fathers, learn from Yaqub. All the fathers who are listening and who will be listening later on, please learn from Yaqub. This is more than emotional intelligence. This is exactly what it is. Not only you're sympathizing and empathizing with the person who comes to share with you, you know, their fear or their worry or their concern. Be like Yaqub. وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّ عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Oh, as if he extinguished that fire that got ignited in him. Extinguished it right away. He told him, Allah shall choose you, O Yusuf, and he shall teach you from the, you know, on how to interpret dreams, and he shall bless you, O Yusuf. Yes, true. What to say, how and when? What to say, how and when? Brothers and sisters, do you get what I'm saying here? Do you connect with me? Do you connect with the surah? Do you connect with the ayah? Are you trying, or is it just me? Because I'm passionate. I'm passionate about what I do and what I say, right? And because I don't see you, I don't know how you people are feeling and how you're looking or not looking or whatnot. I can only see what you're texting me. But do you feel this connection? Do you feel this connection? Just say yes. Just say, yeah. Just say, yes, Sheikh, we feel everything. And you may not feel nothing, but just tell me yes. Right? Yeah, thank you. Do you really feel the connection, you know? The father, the role, the father and what he did. Life lessons, my brothers and sisters. Allah. So here, when your son is disturbed or perturbed, do you go and make him feel good about himself? You know, for instance, sometimes my son used to have low self-esteem. He used to have low self-esteem, and he's so bright, mashallah. He's so bright, he's good. You know, he got a lot of prizes, mashallah, at school. You know, he teaches, mashallah, you know, martial arts. He was practicing martial arts, but he was so good, mashallah, that they selected him to teach in the school and to participate in competitions and stuff. But he's always saying, I'm not good. I don't have, I cannot do this. He had that problem with self-esteem. So you as the father, you as the mother, you know, what will be your role? Your role will be, you know, to motivate that son or that daughter, to make them see things that they cannot see, to make them feel about themselves, good about themselves, right? To tell them that they shall succeed, that they will succeed, and to give them evidence. You know, sometimes our kids, they have that weakness. They may, you know, because maybe they're scared, maybe they're terrified, maybe, you know, they don't trust themselves, maybe with things that happened in the past. So you as the father, you as the mother, you have to play that role. And Yaqub, he did that right there with his son Yusuf alayhi salam. Let's go back to the ayah, my brothers and sisters. Oh, really? I didn't know that. I did not know that intelligent kids suffer from low self-esteem. Oh, thank you. That's a new information for me. I didn't know that. Let's go back to the story of Yusuf. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين لقد كان في آيات للسائلين إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعد السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعد السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون My brothers and sisters, listen, 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 listen. إذ قالوا ليوسف وإخوته إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا So these brothers, they came up together and they said to one another إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا They said, Yusuf and his brother What brother are they talking about, by the way, here? They said, Yusuf and his younger brother are more beloved to our father than us. Shaitan played in their mind to make them think that Yusuf and his little brother, you know, إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father than us. نعم, بن يامين, right? بن يامين. So, أخوه أحب إلى أبينا. But listen to what I'm saying. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. This is amazing. Look at these brothers. Because we can relate to this. They said, Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father than us. إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين Our father is astray. Our father is in darkness. Our father is in ضلال. They accused their father of being in dalal. You know, dalal means in darkness. Dalin, wala dalin. You know, when we say, ihdina الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, غير المغضوب عليهم, wala dalin. Those who are astray. So here they say, إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ They're accusing their father of being in dalal. What kind of sons are these? اُقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ أَوِ اطْرَحُوهُ أَرْضًا يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ Brothers and sisters, I want you to pause everything and listen to me right here. Okay? I want you to pause and leave because we can relate to this. Listen to what they have said here. They said, قال قائل منهم They said to one another, اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين They came and they said, let's kill Yusuf. Let's kill him or kick him out in the desert. Throw him in the desert. يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم. Then your father will only have you. خلاص, he would not have Yusuf to care about and to love more than. So it'll be only you. But they said something interesting here. You know what they said? They said, وَتَكُونُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. What? وَتَكُونُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. After you commit that crime, right? And after that, you can become righteous. You become righteous. So let's commit this crime, kill Yusuf, get rid of him, and after that, we become good. Can people relate to this? Inshallah, once I find that job, I will start praying. I don't pray now. I'm not planning to pray. But inshallah, once I get the job, I will pray. Inshallah, once I get married, I will put hijab. A lot of sisters, they say this. A lot of sisters, they say that. Inshallah, once I get married, I will put hijab. If I put hijab now, who's going to look at me? They will think I'm ugly. You know, and that next time never comes. Inshallah, I will start to pray after I find a job. Inshallah, I will start to pray once I get a house. Inshallah, I'll start to pray once I get married. Inshallah, once I have children. Inshallah, once I go for Hajj. Yeah. Once I go for Hajj. And it keeps on going. It keeps on going. And that righteousness never comes. So these people, they say the same thing. They said, let's kill Yusuf or throw him into the desert. And then we can become good. We promise this is the last time we're going to do it. And after that, we become good. Do you relate to the Quran, sisters and brothers? Do you see what's going on here? Huh? Do you see what's going on here? This is why I said the Quran. We need the stories of the prophets to understand the Quran. And to relate to our lives as well. Because these stories of the Quran, you know, they of the prophets, the stories of these prophets, we learn from them. We learn from their lives. And we can relate to these stories, my brothers and sisters. Today, a lot of people are saying the same thing. Men and women. You know, sometimes the shaitan, you know, like makes them look like, subhanAllah, يعني, this life is going to run forever. You still have time. You still have time. When Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, warada, he says, عِشْ لِلدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ غَدَى. He says, live in this life as if you're going to die tomorrow. Now, live, you know. As if you're gonna, but at the same time, you know, plan for your life. Plan for your life and do things and mashallah, you know, get your degrees and schooling and whatnot. Yes, it's not a problem, but live as if you may die tomorrow as well. Think of this life as if you may die tomorrow and meet your Lord. But shaitan makes you think like you still have time. You still have time. You still have time. Pray now. No, you still have time. You can delay prayer because prayer still have a long window to pray. Before you know it, you're late for salah. Sometimes even when you wake up for fajr, sometimes shaitan says, give it a 5 minutes, another 5 minutes, another 5 minutes, another 5 minutes. And then before you know it, sun has risen and you have missed fajr on time. عش في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. Live in this dunya as if you are a traveler, you know, or gharib, or a stranger. Indeed. So, they said, oh, our father, you know, before they talked to the father, they said, kill him or throw him in desert and we shall become good. After that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, goes on in this story, saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعد السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين.
And one of them said, according to some stories, it is their eldest brother. He said to them, don't kill Yusuf, but throw him into the jub. Throw him into the depth of that, you know, of that well, into that pit. Throw him in desert. يلتقطه بعد السيارة. Who are the sayyara here? They'll be travelers. There will be travelers, you know, traveling. And some of them may, you know, get him there. You know, they may find him in this desert. And then they will become, or he will become their slave. He will become their servant. لا تقتلوا يوسف والقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين. And then they came to the father. They came to the father and they said, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفَ مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدًا يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون فلما ذهبوا به وأجمعوا أن يجعلوه في غيابة الجب وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون. So they went to their father. And they said, oh, father, and I want you to imagine Yusuf. Yusuf, they did not play with him. They did not have a good time with their little brother, you know, Yusuf. You know, all these elder brothers did by themselves all the time and played by themselves. But they used to ignore Yusuf. All of a sudden, you know, Yusuf was excited. They came to the father and they said, oh, father, why don't you let Yusuf come with us? We're going into the desert. You know, we're going to go and play and hunt. Why don't you let Yusuf come with us? قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمننا على يوسف وإنا له لنصيحون. We're just giving you an advice. You know, let him come with us, father. He's always there. You know, sitting by you. Why don't you let him come with us, oh father? They said, قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمننا على يوسف وإنا له لنصيحون. أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون. And we promise we shall protect him. We promise, dad, we shall protect him. You have nothing to worry about. The father said, alayhi salam, Yaqub, he says, قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون. The father said, I'm sad, I'm afraid that if you were to take him, you will, you know, forget about him and you won't pay attention to him as you people will be playing and the wolf may come and devour him and attack him. They said, Dad, we're a bunch of us. We are not one or two. We're a bunch of us. Indeed, we will protect him. We will take him and protect him with us. Maybe some of us will play, but others will, you know, will take turns looking after Yusuf and protecting him. So they tried, you know, to give their father every possible, يعني, subhanAllah, promise they could make just so that the father will, you know, buy their plan, you know, or buy in their plan and let Yusuf alayhi salam go with them. Brothers and sisters, sometimes when you want something from your dad or you want something from your mom, you come up with all kinds of whatever reasons. You become, mashallah, Einstein in reasons. You become the Einstein of reasons. You think of anything. What can I tell him to convince him to let me do this or to let me have that or to let me, you know, whatever. So they tried, they tried, they tried. And then the father said, I'm scared. Maybe you will forget about him. You people will be playing and going hunting, you know, and then he'll be by himself and the wolf may come and devour him. They said, Dad, we're a bunch of us. And we're not going to go bunch of us and play. We take turns and we're going to, you know, stay with Yusuf alayhi salam. You got it, right? You know, exactly, right? And then, brothers and sisters, the father accepted. And please think with me, Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam is so excited now. Yeah, I'm going to play with my brothers. I'm going to play with my brothers. And he's going with them. But all of a sudden, Yusuf, he notices, you know, their looks. They're looking at him differently. They're staring. They're giving him that bad look. Hey, brothers, what are you doing? You know, what's going on? You know, we're going to play today. Yes, God, buddy, my brothers. Finally, I get to go with my brothers. We're going. It's fam time. You know what we say? Fam time. It's fam time. It's family time. But all of a sudden, the brothers started doing something Yusuf was not too comfortable with. All of a sudden, they took off his shirt. He said, brothers, what are you doing? Taking off my shirt? Is this part of the game? Yusuf still cannot, you know, imagine what these people are doing. He thinks he's innocent. He's a boy, 12 years old. He's a boy. He thinks they want to play with him. So they took off his, they stripped him off. They took off his shirt and they carried him. Brothers, well, yay, what kind of game is this? What kind of game is this? Why are we playing? And then all of a sudden, they took him into this jub. The jub, you know, this very deep pit. And they're about to throw him. And Yusuf, brothers, this is not a game. What are you doing? Brothers, please, don't do this. Brothers, I'm your brother. I'm Yusuf. I'm gonna die. I may die. I will be thirsty. I will be hungry. In there. Maybe some scorpion will bite me. Maybe a snake will bite me. Brothers, please think of me. Don't leave me here. They just went and they threw him into the jub. But brothers and sisters, this is all orchestrated and all planned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew the whole thing and knows the whole thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and knew and knows the whole thing. Why in there, that well, that jub, that pit, threw him into there in the middle of the desert. There's no signs. There's nothing. Not you. Nothing. It's just a well in the middle of nowhere. Normally, like a well will be somewhere near the town, near the village, near the market, near something, right? But this well is in the middle of nowhere. But you will see, my brothers and sisters, as if you see, you will see how Allah Azza wa Jal planned the whole thing. We will learn one of the amazing names of Allah, Al-Wakil. The name of Allah, Al-Wakil. What's going to happen? What's going to happen there when they threw him? And that shirt, what's the story of the shirt? Shirt, look, the shirt came up three times in the story of Yusuf. Shirt came up three times in the story of Yusuf. The first time when he was a kid. When they stripped him off, right? They removed his shirt. The second time, when the wife of the minister, she pulled his shirt. And the third time, when they threw his shirt into his father, and then his father became, you know, after he became blind, Allah Azza wa Jal gave him his sight back. The shirt, what's the story of the shirt? Three times this shirt is mentioned in the story. The first time, when he was a kid, the second time when he was pulled from behind the shirt again, and the third time when he gave them his shirt and he says, go and throw this at my father, he will get his sight back again. What's the story? What's with all this? So is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is like a movie, and I'm playing it like a movie because I want you to feel the whole, you know, scene with me, and just read the Quran and live with the Quran. They just throw him there. What was Yusuf thinking? What was he saying? Right? So, no, Zoya. You cannot say that shirt was from Jannah. We can't say that. No. But we will tell you more, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. Right? We will tell you more, inshallah ta'ala. You know, we will stop here. And we will finish, inshallah, not finish, we will resume tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, more about lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. More, inshallah, more about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam tomorrow, bi'idhnillah. Tomorrow, Thursday, inshallah ta'ala, we will resume, bi'idhnillah. Thank you, sisters and brothers, those from Instagram, those from Facebook. Thank you so much for joining. Lula Robe, Saadia Khan, Shahnaz Kabir, Nasima Begum, Umair, Nawal, Zoya, Watermelon, who else? Nawal, Mu'nisa, need another? What do you need? Another what? Layla, Zakallah Khair, thanks. Need another what? What do you need? Another what? I don't understand what you're talking about. Another chocolate? You need another chocolate? Give her the chocolate, Leila. Give your sister another chocolate. I think she means a chocolate. Give her a chocolate. She needs another what? I don't know what another. She says another one. Most likely she wants a chocolate. Give it to her. Thank you, Shehnaz. Thank you, Nasima. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Iman. Iman 27. Thank you, Watercolor. Thank you, Walar Najwa. Baraka Hearts. Thank you. Jazakum Allah Khair. Okay. I don't know what you people were saying. You says, I need another. يعني أنت كمل من عقلك. يعني just fill in the dots. I don't know. I thought you said another. Are you looking for another husband? I don't know. Are you looking for another husband? Are you looking for another son? Another daughter? What are you looking for? Are you looking for another job? Are you looking for another, what? What else? Another ice cream, chocolate, what else? And it could be so many things. I need another. And the dots, fill in the dots. I don't know what you're talking about. All righty, Saadia Khan, Ashraf Ali, Saadia, all of you. Nasima, thank you so much for joining. May Allah bless you all. Thank you, Layla and Iman and Hikmat, my brother Hikmat. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Thank you for all joining. We're done. Unfortunately, we are done. And the this will be recorded on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube as well. You can always go back and and check them out. A lot of amazing lessons. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Facebook, thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you, Nasima, for joining. Finally, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. Thank you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.